This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Turn it all down.
We okay?
I think we're okay. Hey, Vinny, turn your, phone off. It's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, and now time for a special treat. We are going to do some more music, it turns out.
Do you really want to hear a song, everybody?
Hell to the yes.
Okay, she's got a little piece that she's worked out in the other room. I'm going to sit her down here. Hold on.
All right, now, welcome to the Sarah and Vinny show, the one and only Isla Hassan. Future recording star. Yeah. Let's see this.
I'm going to hit play on this, and then you need to start singing, okay?
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Oh. You're not a voice. You're just a ringing in my ear. And if I heard you, which I don't, in spoken form, I have fear. Everyone I've ever loved is here within these walls. I'm sorry, secret siren, but I'm blocking out your calls. I've had my adventure. I don't need something new. I'm afraid of what I'm risking if I follow you into the unknown. Into the unknown. Into the unknown.
That was beautiful, Isla.
Is that good?
It's amazing. Listen, that's great. You know what I love about you? I love singing too. Like, it's so, doesn't it feel so crazy good to just let it go?
Yep.
Oh, man. That was
job,
excellent.
Isla.
Really great job,
All right,
Isla.
Now get out of here.
Oh.
Unbelievable job, Isla.
That was so good, Isla. So good.
All right,
that kid is so cute.
Thank you
for raising a kid who loves to sing.
Thank you for allowing that to happen.
That was cute.
Okay.
I am like glowing over here. I loved that.
Do we have anything we need to do?
We do not.
So I'll read a few texts. We'll get caught up with all of our people.
Yep.
And then we'll tap out, and I believe Jane is hard at work prepping her show for this afternoon.
Yeah. She's in the garage right now. She says it's so cold and dirty in her garage. She's pumped. She has to go out there, do her whole show. I'll be in the garage. At least we're all in our houses.
Yeah, that's true. I'm surprised, too, because of all the people who, how do you put it? She's high maintenance in terms of clothing and hairdo.
Oh, yeah.
And
she puts a whole thing together every day.
So seeing her walk into a garage to do a show just doesn't, it doesn't work. Mm-mm. I'm surprised. Anyway, thank you, Brent.
She should do it from her closet.
You got to send me a reminder to go take a picture of the closet.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise,
do a whole video. I want to see all the stuff, like open the drawers, that kind of crap.
No, that's not going to happen.
Why not?
Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. We've been collecting these throughout the morning, so I'll read some back now. Your buddies at Mill Valley Refuse are still hard at work. We enjoy listening to the show. TGIF.
Oh.
Is that Nanny or Nani? Nanny? Sean and Kelly are still hard at work.
Wait, Manny, Sean, and Kelly?
It says Nanny.
Oh, Nanny? Well, I do have a Manny who picks up the. I actually know my guys by name. That's
Sean and Kelly. They're saying it's Mill Valley Refuse. These are your guys.
That is so funny. Hey guys, thank you. Actually, when we were putting out the trash, I go, I'm pretty sure they're still doing this.
Yeah.
So it turns out they are. Thank you, Mill Valley Refuse. Woo!
And I'm guessing that's Manny, just like our names changed to Salad and Bonnie.
They do, yes.
Unfortunately, yes. Manny changed to Nanny.
Yes, sorry, Nanny. Mm-hmm. That is too bad.
Please don't make masks out of fabric. They will not protect people and might give a false sense of safety. Want to help? Donate blood.
Oh.
There has been a drop-off in donations, and we expect a huge surge of demand.
I'll bet, yeah, there's going to be people who need it. That's a nice point, and if they're making it safe for people to, I'm sure that that's a whole medical thing. I'm sure they're making it as safe as they possibly can. If that's your thing, donate a pint today.
I'm a doctor heading to the hospital at Stanford today. Thank you for staying on the air during this time. Hearing you laugh together boosts my spirits.
Oh. Well, we're doing what we can. And frankly, without you guys, I'd be pretty GD depressed right now. I really am, you know, it's really nice to reconnect with you every morning.
Well, and also doctors, heroes, brave.
Yeah.
It would be a great time to take a vacation. Like, if you're someone who does that, you do it for a reason, not just money. You obviously care about people and you're doing that. I would be like, now I'm on vacation.
Yeah, I can't do that. Well, we're not, you know, I mean, I like to think that in the heat of a moment I would be a hero, but, you know, I'm not a medical hero, that's for sure.
Dealing with the people who have the thing everyone's trying to avoid.
Yeah.
Very brave. I wrote my good friend, Scotty, who used to live in a fort in my house in OB.
Oh,
he's the one who walked in and caught me right in the middle of that one compromised moment.
Right in the middle of that one cheerleader?
Uh-huh. Well, mm-hmm. Hey. Anyway, God, you had to say it that way?
Well, you were caught in the middle of something.
Anyway, the point is, he's a fireman, and I wrote him and just wanted to let him know, like, you know, I hope you and your hero friends are staying safe, and you guys are doing great work. Keep it up. I'm not getting any suggestions about the material that would be useful for making masks. I've only seen that you can't do them out of material.
Well, you know, I'm thinking...
Or
and
fabric.
This is, you know, this is for the slappy stuff crowd, I guess. If you have craft fuse interfacing, that's a pretty solid... Like, I was trying to blow through that the other day, and you can't do it, especially once it's ironed on. So I'm wondering if I can lay a layer of that in there. It has, like, a crispness to it. Like, you know how... Like a mask, a fabric mask, you would actually picture it having like some crackle to it or something. You know what I mean? Like there would be a layer of something in between. I'm wondering if I can use that. I'm gonna do a little research on it because I for sure have time, and you know, I would love to be able to drop off a bunch of homemade masks if they were gonna be remotely effective. I don't want to waste my time if they're not effective at all.
Article about making masks. It's what they used to wear. I'm making some, if only for wearing out when I have to shop. Mm-hmm. Caring for my mom with COPD, is that a breathing thing too?
That's
COPD?
Right. I can't remember exactly what it stands for, but yeah, that's a lung thing.
So there might be
pulmonary. Yeah, there it is.
All right.
Yeah, what do you see? What can I put in there? Like a piece of saran wrap? Right. And what do they use for a filter? Oh, a vacuum cleaner bag. Wow. It does. It does. I wonder if I could snip one of those up. Anyway, I'll look into that, and if I find anything. I quickly posted a link that somebody... had sent me on my Instagram. So there is a pattern on there, but it doesn't say anything specific about what you might put between the two layers of fabric in order to prevent the passage of stuff. Because, you know, these things are, I mean, microscopic. Fabric is not, you know, it's permeable, for God's sake.
Sarah, your lip gloss is so cute on your Instagram videos. Thank you guys for getting us through the week.
Oh.
OFOC.
My lip gloss.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first thing in the morning after I brush my teeth, I do put a new coat of it on. So, and I did do an Instagram story first thing this morning, just being like, thank God it's Friday. But it's gone now. I just have a little, just a tiny bit left. So I'll have to go reapply. Thank you for saying that.
Oh, this is, boy, this is one of those. Vinny, the 6:30 news break was stellar. Since then, eh. But the constancy of your voice is all that matters.
Oh.
All right.
I don't know what's been
I'm
wrong
trying.
With it. Yeah.
It's hard to get through all this stuff without scaring the you know what out of people. I'm trying to. Anyway, I'm.
And
now,
yourself. I mean,
I clearly feel
I
bad.
Is, don't.
Vinny, are you still surfing? Is it okay to surf? I've heard you can surf. I haven't even looked at it yet. I'm sure next week I will start to get itchy and maybe. Maybe I will.
Is the surf going to be any good, do you think? Because it's kind of wintry temperatures.
Yeah, right? we've already switched into spring, which it will be very wind dependent, as in no wind.
You and need to have none for it to be any good.
For there to be surf, we need no wind, right? Otherwise, it just gets blown to, you know what?
Smithereens.
Mm-hmm. As you talk about COVID-19, the issue isn't if people get it. It's a small percentage that will get very sick. Fever, cough, short of breath are the symptoms that are concerning. Yeah, it's the amount of people that will go to the hospital and need real care.
Right.
If we overwhelm the hospitals, we will be in bigger trouble. That's what happened in Italy, and Italy is one of the worst hit spots.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's what we're trying to avoid is what happened to them.
Right. For most people, it's totally survivable. But for the few, leave those hospital beds open for them.
I work in a primary care clinic. Can I get a shout out to our receptionist? She is on dialysis, but has been here every day talking to patients. And then there's no name. Yeah. Shout out to the receptionist on dialysis. Yikes.
Shout out to everybody who's, I mean, I feel like, you know, we're hearing about a lot of people who are pulling their weight and then some in this whole thing, like real heroes. And I, for one, am very grateful.
Let's see. This is about Survivor. Did you guys already talk about Survivor? It was the best episode ever. I didn't think she had the guts to do it.
I didn't even see it coming. I was so, we had to sit and process it for a while. We talked about it at 6 o'clock, which is our normal Fridays at 6 o'clock. That is when we don't even give a spoiler alert. We're talking about it. Your homework was to watch it before then or you're screwed. You can find that. That's a podcast. We podcast the whole show and that'll be on, that's the 6 o'clock break, radio.com or just look us up. Just Google Sarah and Vinny full show podcast and we'll pop right up. On Survivor.
Please stop referring to seniors as old people, Sarah. Check the definition. Geez. 55 and older in many areas. I bet you're not that far behind.
I'm not. Listen, nobody calls me an old person more than me. I've been calling myself old since I was 45. Just trying to get ahead of it.
Right. I do think, though, that you and I, because we do this for a living, are numb to many of the simpler slams. They've got to be way more pointed to penetrate for us.
They
so
do.
This is
parents.
Catching that person in the ribs.
Right,
sorry.
Sorry about that. When I talk to my mom and dad, I'm like, all right, how's everybody at the old folks home?
Oh, boy.
They love it.
And how is everybody?
Good. I'm just hoping my sister-in-law and brother-in-law are... I mean, my sister-in-law and brother are not bringing them some special gift they don't want.
Are your parents sheltered in place, or are they sort of like, well...
I don't think they're... I don't know, to tell you the truth. They, you know, it hasn't been called for specifically there.
Oh.
So I'm not sure what the... And I don't know if that's, you know, we've heard... What is it, I thought I heard something about Louisiana. It might just be that coach, the Saints coach. That might have been what I was reading about Louisiana.
Oh, yeah, he did get it. Oh, by the way, Tommy signed with Tampa Bay today.
TB. going to TB.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas, didn't you say Kansas? The whole state of Kansas is like shut down.
Yeah.
So I say get ahead of it. We were confined before it was required, and now it's required, and here we are. So we're all set. So I'm hoping my parents are. I mean, it would be sort of silly. I mean, I don't know what the average age of the population in Florida is, but I'm guessing it skews a little older.
I'll tell you what, them not being sheltered in place takes some of the heat off your brother.
Yeah.
He shows up in town having crossed the country, it's possible that's one of the things that when we went into our own isolation, I thought, I don't know if I got here soon enough. So.
Right. Me too.
Your parents may have, I pray that they haven't, but it may have already gotten to them before your brother does.
Yeah, I hope not.
Me too. Anyway, all right, that's all the text for now. We're going to go ahead and tap out and let the music roll.
Yeah, we'll see you in a second.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. With everything else in the world, today is Friday. Try to keep that in mind. And, you know, even if it's turning into a day that's like every other day because you're stuck at your house, you know, just party time. Excellent. I know I, for one, am going to enjoy a libation this evening.
Oh.
I might have to.
Are you going to partake?
Yes, I am, Vinny. Is that a surprise?
Well, no, it's no different than normal. And you should, wherever you can, stick to as much normal as possible.
Yep, that's important for sure. I'll be watching a lot of Instagram comedy shows and concerts and et cetera. And I hope that you guys have a fun weekend. I know you'll probably be doing lots of arts and crafts, and it sounds like singing is happening over there, which I enjoy very much.
Thank you for encouraging her.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you, that kid's a star.
Well, I'm looking at the texts, and so many people wrote in. Thanks for being nice about that. A star is born. Isla is awesome.
She is awesome. My mom's losing her mind over it.
Thanks. Literally, both my kids started singing with Islamic. It was great.
She does auto-correct to at least Islam. I haven't seen Islamic.
Okay, well, anyway, that's part of the deal.
Yep.
All right, Isla, my 3-year-old screamed, that's Frozen!
Oh my God, funny.
So anyway, thank you all for allowing her to do that. I think that it's something that will help her be brave down the line, right?
And it'll help us to not think about the bad things in the world right now. Have a great weekend, everybody. Be safe, be well, stay hunkered down. Let's all do our part, and we'll catch you back here on Monday.
Thank you.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.